Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. We encourage you to dial in, join in the dialogue and the discussion each and every day as we face the issues. Lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about today a subject that I believe is very, very fitting when we see what's taking place on a national level with the Biden administration and what is taking place with the deception coming out of the DOJ and the FBI and every one of the three-letter acronyms that's called the bureaucrats of the federal government today. God's retribution is real. God's retribution is real. Ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs, the 26th chapter, the 27th verse, whoso diggeth a pit for someone shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. I believe that Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the AOC and the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party has never read that. They don't understand that that's what we see taking place today in full view. It is God's retribution on that which has been taking place. They tried to crucify Trump. They tried to bury him. They tried to destroy him. They've attempted to eviscerate his reputation, his background. In fact, he's the only president in the history of the United States of America that went into office and came out having lost millions of dollars just for being in the office of president. And yet they are still trying to destroy his potential as a candidate for 2024. We're going to talk about that today and how it leads into other discussion in relationship to our national security with the immigration system, with about 5 million having come in through the Biden administration. What does it mean? How do we respond to it? As Christians, as conservatives, and as patriots, we need to view everything from the central biblicist worldview. What does the Bible say? That's looking at things through the prism of the Word of God. In fact, in the scripture in John 8:31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he states in John 17:17, I, thy word, is truth. And then, ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. It doesn't dissipate. It doesn't evaporate. It doesn't in some way get eviscerated. It is simply the truth of the Lord endures forever. I commend that to you, looking at the things that's taking place locally, nationally, and globally. Look at it through the prism of the Word of God. It's the truth book. George Orwell, the secularist, said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And some of the things we're going to say today, some dislike it, disagree with it, and hate it. In fact, when you get into any circle, ladies and gentlemen, you can get in the circle of political events, and you can talk about political events, and you want to find some that will despise you because you're standing on truth. You can be in theological, doctrinal, biblical circles, and you can talk about theological truth, and some are going to despise you because you've said the truth. In fact, we're living in a society today, ladies and gentlemen, according to the latest research, 55% of the millennials 18 to 35 years of age have the position, they say this, quote, each person determines their own version of truth. Each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real." Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our churches. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you each and every day to do that very thing, to listen to the truth, learn the truth, seek the truth, live the truth, and tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, we've not reached that apex yet. We're on the fast track of finding that we are near the time that our lives will be in the lurch simply for telling the truth. There's some people today in some countries that because they tell the truth, recently in the UK, a gentleman standing on the sidewalk, they've had two occasions, one was a woman, another's a man, standing on the sidewalk with his head bowed. The police officers come up and say, "Sir, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm praying." They said, "What are you praying about?" "Well, I'm praying about my son that I've lost, a dead son." They said, "Sir, you realize you're breaking the law. You cannot stand publicly and pray." He said, "But I'm silent." They said, "You cannot pray. You've just admitted that you're standing on the sidewalk and you're bowing your head and you're doing that to pray." They summarily arrested the man simply because he was praying in public, even though he said nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, that comes down to thought police, and we're on the fast track for that in America today. We're on the fast track for that, where we have total government, not God, in control of society. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the brands like Honda and Echo. And Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The Tools for Time knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we can trust the truth of the Word of God. The Bible warns that we will be in perilous times. In 2 Timothy. And that word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult. We find ourselves more and more in that position in the world and in America, where we're facing dark, difficult, dangerous, devastating days. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible also warns us that if you dig a pit for someone else, you're going to fall in it. Proverbs 26:27. That's a fact. That's a truth fact. Ladies and gentlemen, evidently Joe Biden and the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party never heard, never read that biblical precept, that biblical warning. It's better to know God's retribution and what God is going to do than to simply have the attitude, the mindset that God can do nothing about what I'm doing. And that's what we see taking place in the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party led by Joe Biden. Sleepy Joe. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll recall, if you've listened to this broadcast any time, you'll recall that when Joe Biden was running for office, I said that he was not qualified, and I gave seven reasons he was not qualified. And number seven was that he's cognitively unable to lead our nation. Joe Biden is simply a puppet for communist China, for Ukrainian money washing machine, and for China and for Russia. Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal have made their millions off selling America for the past 50 years. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll recall Joe Biden criticized and condemned, challenged, chided President Donald J. Trump. It was Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, that challenged Donald Trump, criticized him for having so-called classified documents hidden away that he was trying to sequester and keep. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll go back and study the history of these so-called classified documents, President Trump had the authority, because he was president, to declassify anything that he wanted to declassify. He had done that. But to meet the standard of the archives and their demand through the DOJ and the negotiation between Trump's attorneys and the FBI and Merrick Garland with the DOJ, they determined that he would put all of those documents in a safe, guarded safe, not just a little wall safe, but a closet safe with the camera focused on it, so the FBI could watch what is taking place 24/7, whether or not someone's going in that closet. They were protected. Here's Joe Biden, the only protection he had, and he bragged about it. They were, those documents, some of them were in the garage with his 67 rebuilt Corvette, and he said they're safe there because the garage door is locked all the time. Yet we've seen video footage where Hunter Biden, his wild son, been in and out of the garage. So who's been in and out of the garage with Joe Biden's family members or son or others coming in representing the Chinese Communist Party? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the unauthorized illegal raid on the home of Donald J. Trump was recognized, authorized, directed by Joe Biden personally to Merrick Garland, the DOJ, and then Merrick Garland directed the FBI, and it's never been given an exact number, but some have said somewhere around 100 FBI thugs with badges surrounding Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. They had thugs with badges in the air in helicopters, had thugs with badges in fast boats out in the water, thugs with badges around the home, long guns in hand, would not allow any of the Trump attorneys to go into the building, and ordered everyone out, and they searched everything in the building. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we've not seen a raid on Biden's home, and they found now these classified documents in several places. Now they're talking about looking at his beach home to see if there are any of those documents there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. We're setting the stage for where we're going today. Be interviewing a special guest in just a moment. Here's a headline. Attorney General appoints special counsel to investigate documents found at Biden's home and at Biden's office. Attorney General Merrick Garland on January the 12th appointed a special counsel to investigate whether any person or group broke the law in the handling of classified material found at the president's Joe Biden's office, as well as some in the Biden home. Ladies and gentlemen, they have found documents in six different places, five in Biden home, in the Penn Biden office building, where the Socialist Communist Party invested about $37 million in that building. They have access to it. And yet we're supposed to think that somehow, some way, that Merrick Garland is trying to determine, did Joe Biden break the law? And yet off the cuff, they said that President Trump had broken the law, that he perhaps had violated the secrets of America, and that he'd probably given those to the Russians, et cetera, et cetera. You know the song. You know what they've been doing. But bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, as I want to remind us, is the fact that the headline, one headline article, Democrats wage holy war on Christian America. That's what we see taking place. We can call it the Biden cabal. We can talk about the Biden documents and the classified documents. We can talk about his inability to speak. We can talk about Kamala Harris and her laughing fits, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is Joe Biden and this administration, it is an open, in-your-face war against conservatives and Christians and patriots in America. There's the goal of overthrowing and destroying our Constitution and thus our Bill of Rights that give us the freedoms that we have today. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a number of other things that we are going to discuss today. I want to introduce to you a guest that we've had before. He's a pretty outspoken fella. He's kind of like those that I've said that as Christian conservatives, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Derby Uyoa.
Uyoa.
I'll get that Yoa right. Derby Uyoa. Let's just say Derby. I've known him as Derby for about 100 years or less. Derby's been our guest before. Derby has been on radio broadcast here in Jacksonville. He's spoken about political and civic situations and things on with civic organizations and groups throughout the state of Florida and North Florida and Georgia. He has come out of a background, ladies and gentlemen. He was born in a pre-communist Cuba. He fled Cubanism and communism during the teen years and came to North Florida in 1960. Since then, Derby has been an outspoken advocate against communism. Even during his college years at Valdosta State College and Florida State University, where he earned his bachelor's and master's degrees. After graduation, he became involved in community affairs and was elected president of the Jacksonville JCs. He was professor of the Florida State College in Jacksonville for some 38 years. He's now retired, but I'm thankful that he's not retired from being involved and being an outspoken voice in our community, especially when it comes to social, ethical, moral, and political issues. Derby, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. It's always our delight to have you with us. You've heard my monologue. Just take a moment or two by way of introducing yourself to our listeners and then speaking to what you've heard in my monologue. What do you hear that I've said that's right, wrong, or what would you like to add to it?
Okay, first, thank you for the invitation. Again, I'd like to say that I am not running for office. I am not looking for a job, and I am not selling anything. Also, whatever I say is my opinion, not Dr. Youngblood's, just in case I say something too far to the right or something like that. Now I would like to.
I didn't know there was the too far to the right. I think it's either right or wrong.
Okay. Now I would like to thank the First Coast Tea Party, and let me explain. Now I became a citizen in 1973. That same day I registered to vote Republican. Now nobody wooed me to register Republican. I did it because that's what I thought on my own. Then it was in 2010 that I became a First Coast Tea Party member, and nobody reached out to me to say join the Tea Party because we need Hispanics. No, I did it on my own, and they accepted me. Now, before the Tea Party, whenever the election time came, I thought, well, I'm going to vote for the president, the governor, and maybe the mayor. But I knew nothing about the local and state politics, the candidates. So because of the Tea Parties that I got to know most of my elected officials, before they got elected, after they got elected, and I have been able to talk to them on a one-to-one. I know them, and some of them even know my name. So thank you, First Coast Tea Party, for getting me involved in city, local, and state politics. Now, Dr. Youngblood, have you heard the phrase, all politics is local?
That's right. Okay, it is, absolutely.
Well, I researched that, and variations of the phrase, all politics is local, date back to 1932. However, it was Tip O'Neill, former Speaker of the House of Representatives, 73 to 87, who is most closely associated with the phrase, although he did not create it. Now, I have some advice for the voters and for candidates. Now, my interpretation is that if all politics is local, then local politicians should also be concerned with state and federal issues. They should make known their positions on the issues that affect their state and the whole nation. We should know where they stand on most important issues. For example, do local Republicans support Trump and agree that the 2020 election was stolen by Biden? Or do they agree with the mainstream media and Florida Senators Rubio and Scott when they say there was no election fraud? Now, with respect to the Democrats, if Republicans had any brains, when talking to or about their Democrat enemies, they should relate or equate them to the National Party. In other words, do they support Biden's policies, which are open borders, higher taxes, more government control, masks and vaccines, mandates, lockdowns, giving weapons to the enemy, defunding the police, teaching critical race theory, no energy independence, election fraud, continued dependence on China, amnesty for millions of illegals, support for Antifa and Black Lives Matter, more welfare, more pork for their cronies, and globalism first and America last. Now, I don't see how any red-blooded American could support that.
Yeah, Derby, if I can jump in for just a moment, not breaking up your thoughts, but I find it disingenuous with so many of our Republicans locally, statewide and nationally, that as you touched on, they say they're conservatives. Some of them use the term fiscal conservative. That means with dollars and cents, but it has nothing to do with conservatism constitutionally. I'm amazed that we are so deceived by so many in doing so. And the lineup, in fact, I've been told, I've not counted, I've been told there's some 48 people running for the offices locally in our election coming up on March the 21st. And I've looked at several of those that are under the banner of Republican, and they're the farthest thing from it based on how they voted in the past, what they've done in the past, and where they stand. I go back to what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking with Derby today about the position we're in as a nation, what's happening. We'll talk about it in a moment, what's happening on our borders, what's taking place in D.C., what is taking place on our local elections, and why local elections should be imperative for us to be involved in. Derby, I'm looking at an article that says, Kamala Harris to become president, question mark. Shocking prediction confirmed. Biden's aides didn't expect it, but CNN recently made a shocking admission. Kamala Harris was foisted on us because she's ready to step in when Joe Biden steps aside. The thing that I'm wanting to ask you about, Derby, is that we have now most of the news media that's hounding Biden and the Biden administration for answers, pushing for answers in relationship to all of these documents they found. And Tucker Carlson said some profound things on his program recently. One of them, he said, Joe Biden's on the way out. Do you believe that Joe Biden will continue to be president in the next 30, 60, 90, 120 days? Do you believe that Kamala Harris will become our next president by Joe Biden being put aside, removed from office, or resigning? What are your thoughts on this whole cabal and things that's taking place in D.C. with Biden? Share with our listeners some of your thoughts and why.
Well, I think it is all part of a big plan. Mm-hmm. Even if Biden is removed and Kamala gets in, or somebody else, it'll be somebody even worse than Biden. So I don't have any real hope for things getting better as long as the Democrats are in power. I saw a video this week put out by Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the title is How to Steal an Election. And you could watch it if you go to rumble.com and just type on the search box, how to steal an election. The video lasts 1 minute and 14 seconds. And MTG says, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the 2020 presidential election was taken through widespread voter fraud and opportunistic use of the COVID-19 pandemic. She says that in plain English. Media giants, technology companies, and members of the Democrat Party were all involved in stealing the election. I mean, that is what we should know, but somehow most Americans don't know it or don't want to accept it. Let me paraphrase the video. It starts by saying, by talking about the virus, the China virus. Mm-hmm. Then we hear 24/7 talk about it. I mean, you couldn't turn on the TV without the first headline saying how many more cases of COVID.
That's right.
Then the video blames the president. And then they shut down small businesses, encouraging mail-in voting and stirring up racial tensions and riots. Voting machines in key states were hacked by malicious software, Dominion voting machines, and illegally stuffed with ballots favoring Biden. I just wonder, how are the other Republicans going to react to this plain English and so clear what she said? Are they going to reject Marjorie Taylor Greene, just like they rejected Trump's claims? So it's really, it's out there. Now, are you going to accept it or not? We had the 2,000 Mules video, and it's like it didn't happen. Mike Lindell defended Trump in 2020 and early 21, and nobody cares. So are we going to continue to listen to Biden and the mainstream media, or these people who are really conservatives, who really care about their country? That's my question.
I believe that it is time for us to use, as if you want to use the term, a litmus test for anyone running as a Republican. Do you believe that our election was stolen in 2022 and 2020? Do you believe that we had a problem with it? I found most of the Republicans today running for office, they are running from that phraseology, that position, that we had a theft of the election in 2020 and then also in 2022. And then even in the runoffs in Georgia, Senator Warnock that's in office now was put in office illegally. Several hundred million dollars came into the state of Georgia for the election to be stolen, for it to be bought. And that's exactly what we see that's taking place.
Well, the thing is that Republicans never challenge the fraud.
Yes.
And then if we try to go through the courts, well, let's look at the Supreme Court. They failed to hear the Texas lawsuit against Pennsylvania. They said Texas had no standing. But the Constitution says in Article 3, Section 2, the Supreme Court is to hear disputes between the two or more states. So the courts are corrupt. They are not doing their job. Kerry Lake, as you know, in Arizona, is about the only Republican who is really fighting for what is right against the voter fraud. Voters need to be informed. And also politicians need to be informed. I think politicians ought to take a test about government, civics, and American history, because many of them get to Congress, they know nothing about nothing. And unless the voter is informed, well, it's like a wasted vote.
One of the things you see taking place, Durbin, you talked about Kerry Lake and her position and her stand. We had, during the Trump's challenge of the 2020 election, some 63 cases that the courts refused to hear, said there wasn't proper standing. But now you can go back in the past 2 years after that, you've had them recount in Pennsylvania and found errors in the voting by individual recount. You've had that happen in Maricopa County, Arizona. You've had that to happen in some of the districts in Georgia. You've seen it take place in several of the battleground states, and yet they claim there was no errors made, that it was all legitimate. Just an article I read this morning said that most of these machines, the Dominion machines, have the hosting of those votes in China, where they are held for the review. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Durbin today. We're going to be taking a moment's break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how the Christians should stand, the Christians, the conservatives, the patriots, how we should stand, what we should say, what we should do in relationship to what is taking place in our nation. Don't turn your dials. Hang in there. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.